This is the May 5th meeting of the Pacifica National Board. It's a continuation meeting of, sorry, this is March 5th meeting of the Pacifica National Board. It's a continuation meeting of the meeting on January 21st. Richard, would you take the roll?
Okay, this is continuation of an earlier roll call. Sharon McNair. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Sharama, I can't hear you if you're muted or something. Andrea Turner. Can't hear you, Andrea. Joe Wanzala.
I'm here if you can hear me.
Gotcha. Sean O'Brien.
Present.
Leslie Radford.
I'm here.
Summer Reese.
Present.
Rico Ross. Can't hear you, Rico. Bill Crozier.
I'm here.
Alberto Lorero. Can't hear you, Alberto. George Ryder.
Here.
Richard Giselle. Here. Nia Bediako.
Present.
Kathy Davis.
Here.
Jennifer Jagger.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Here.
Alonzo Brown.
Here.
Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Kimori Arendorf. Kimori? Can't hear you. Marcel Reed?
Here.
Jim Bennett?
Here.
Fia Wangaza? Can't hear you if you're there. Mr. Chair, you have a quorum.
Okay. I must first of all clear up some confusion about the agenda. I thought that I had sent out the revised agenda for today. I did prepare one, but somehow it got lost, and what got sent out was just the agenda for the last meeting. Let me explain what the difference is, and we can then get started. The agenda you have in front of you has things on it which are no longer there, such as agenda approval and approval of minutes and acknowledgments. And under unfinished business, the first motion there, which was the motion on recalcitrant LSBs, was postponed. That should now be at the end of the unfinished business agenda, which is to say after the motion on motion 3C. It's my motion on developing the capacity to put on nationwide programs of interest. So the first item on the actual agenda, the rest of the times haven't been changed, except that we have a time certain of, instead of whatever it says there, of 10:55 Eastern Time. That's to allow a half hour for the executive session, which will come right after this. So the first item on the agenda is what is the second item in front of you, which is the motion on the cabs, which was put together by Joe. And let me say that I apologize. I've been getting a lot of questions about this, and I didn't understand the question. I didn't realize that the thing you were looking at, the agenda, was actually not correct. So I'd like to just move forward then to the first motion, which is the continuation of what we were doing last time. It's the next motion in line, which is the resolution, Pacifica Community Advisory Boards. Do I have somebody who will take the time for this? Anybody want to be timekeeper?
I'm happy to do that for you, George. If nobody else wants
Thank
to,
you, Sean.
Okay. So,
are there any questions about what the agenda actually is?
Yes, George. This is Nia.
Yes.
Yeah. You don't say it like that. I think maybe you forgot the postponement of the recalcitrant LSB motion. That was to the next meeting, not to old business on this continued agenda.
I looked into that. when the motion was made, it was to the next meeting, and that was seemed to be the next physical meeting, the next time we met.
Rico's on the call.
The Robert's rule says it goes before a new business when it's postponed to a subsequent meeting. I'd suggest if you want to move to postpone it to the next meeting that we're going to have, that we wait till we get there and it can be postponed again rather than to discuss the Robert's rules business about where it should be right now. It was unclear to me where it should be. I chose to put it at the end of this meeting. It could have been interpreted the other way. At the time that the motion was made, we hadn't set forth the next meeting as being a continuation meeting. So you could say that the people who made that motion and when we passed it, we intended it to be on this meeting, that is to say the next physical meeting. So that was my thinking about it, and I would like to just handle it when we get to it, if that's all right.
That's problematic. Do you want to identify your citation from Robert's Rules?
No, I don't.
Then I think that we should. I was of the understanding that it would be at the next bona fide meeting.
Okay,
and
I've said everything I have to say about
this. That's what other folks understood
okay,
as
I
well.
Okay, I have said everything I have to say about this. Do you want to raise a point of order about it?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your point of order?
Point of order is that the meeting, that this item, the recalcitrant LSP's item, should not be covered in today's meeting.
Okay, for the reasons I've just said, I'm gonna turn down that point of order. I think if we want to, we can postpone it when we get there. I think it's appropriate for it to be here. I don't want to discuss it any further, but that's appealable. If you'd like to appeal, we'll take a vote on it.
Sure, why not?
Is there any discussion, further discussion on this?
Yes, there is. This is Leslie.
Leslie?
Yeah, as the maker of the motion to postpone, you characterized my intent as postponing until the next time that we physically got together. That was not my intent, making that motion. It was until the next meeting, and this is a continuation of the previous meeting. I was fully aware of what I was asking.
I didn't characterize your intent. There was no, at the time the motion was made, there was no indication there was going to be a continuation meeting. That was my thinking about it. In any case, you're speaking to overrule. That's fine. Is there anyone else who wants to speak to the issue?
May I call the question?
If there's no objection, we'll go to a vote on this. Okay, hearing no objection, please take the roll on this.
Okay, Sean O'Brien?
Yes, to uphold the chair.
Yeah, yes, uphold the chair. No, does not, and abstain is abstaining. Leslie Radford?
No.
Summer Reese?
Yes.
Rico Ross?
Rico abstain?
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Alberto Lorero, are you there?
Yes, and I vote yes.
Okay. George Ryder? No, you don't get to vote.
I don't vote on this.
Richard Giselle, yes. Nia Bediako?
No.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jennifer Jagger?
Yes.
Alex Sternberg?
Yes.
Alonzo Brown?
No.
Campbell Johnson?
No.
Kimberly Orndorff? Kimberly, if you're there, I can't hear you. Marcel Reed?
No.
Jim Bennett?
Yes.
Afia Wangaza? Afia, if you're there, I can't hear you either. Sharam Amir? Sharam, are you there? Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Andrea Turner, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, but the vote is no.
Okay, good to have you. Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Six against and one abstain.
Okay, the motion fails. I'd like to move on to the first item on the agenda, which is the resolution on Pacifica Community Advisory Boards. It's 15 minutes allotted for that. Sean, did you get that?
Yes.
Okay. Joe, would you motivate the motion, please? Joe?
Yeah. Well, I will. If I'm going to have to read it anyway, I think I'll just read it. I think it speaks for itself. The argument is embedded in the motion, I suppose. So I'll just go ahead and read it, if that's okay.
Okay.
Be it resolved that the LSBs, as committees of the Pacific National Board, shall form community advisory boards pursuant to this resolution. LSBs should consult with the CPB guidelines for further guidance on related matters not directly addressed in this resolution. The station management shall produce a document stating programming goals for the station and submit it to the CAB for review no later than May of each year. The CAB shall also conduct a community need assessment. The CAB will prepare a report based on the community need assessment by the governing body of the station on whether the programming and other policies of the station are meeting the specialized educational and cultural needs of the community served by the station and whether the station is meeting its programming goals. This report and community assessment shall be presented to the LSB no later than October of each year. The LSB and CAB should coordinate their schedules to ensure that the CAB members or designated representatives from that body may present this report to the LSB and discuss its findings during the regularly scheduled or special meeting of the LSB. Each LSB may delegate other responsibilities to the advisory board to assist the governing board or station personnel. However, the law states, in no case shall the community advisory board have any authority to exercise control over the daily management or operation of the station. General managers as non-voting members of the LSBs may work with the LSBs on the implementation of this resolution. In addition, the general manager will act as a liaison between the CAB and the station and will make available such resources to the CAB as are reasonably necessary in order for the CAB to carry out its duties. All compliance documentation submitted to the CAB shall be made available for inspection at each station and at the Pacifica National Office. The CAB schedule of meetings, meeting minutes, and the names of and short biographies of the CAB members shall be posted on the station website. The CAB of each station shall comprise a minimum of 4 members and a maximum of 24 members. Nominations to the CAB are invited from community groups, educational and cultural institutions, past and present CAB members, LSB members, and individual candidates. Individuals may also self-nominate. The LSB makes its appointments to the CAB from the group of nominees using the single transferable vote system for a term of 3 years. CAB members may serve no more than 2 consecutive 3-year terms. CAB members need not be members of the Pacifica Foundation. LSB members may not serve on the CAB. This policy will go into effect in February of 2010. Of course, we're now we're past that. And the LSB shall ensure that the new CABs are in place by May of 2010. All current CAB members may remain on the board while new members are added under this new Pacifica policy. Current CAB members shall be subject to the same term limit restrictions as new members. Stations are encouraged to develop materials on their websites to educate community members about the purpose and role of the CABs. And that's essentially it. I mean, the motion is basically meant to provide a clear, roadmap for what the CABs are supposed to do, and to borrow from the CPB language to rather consistent with the CPB, with intent of the Telecommunications Act. I forget what the exact term, but engage in all vigorous efforts to ensure that the CABs are as active as possible. I think this is a good source of social as well as, I guess, potential financial capital for the stations. And I hope the board sees fit to pass this motion.
Is there any discussion?
Jennifer?
George?
Leslie?
Alberto?
I have Jennifer, yeah. Leslie.
Arlene.
I didn't get the... Jennifer, Leslie, who was the next person? Arlene?
Alberto?
Alberto?
Did you get
Rico?
Anybody else?
Jim?
I did see Nia, George. Did you have me?
I didn't get you, Nia. Where did you come in?
Towards the beginning, like number 3 or 4.
I was the first one to see it, actually.
Oh, were you? I'm sorry. Well, I knew you were up front.
I heard you at the first. Who's next?
Campbell. Well, I'm at the end here, I guess.
All right, Nia, I'll put you after Leslie. Is that about right?
Wherever.
Okay, that's third.
Point of information, George.
Yes.
Point of information. Did Joe move this motion?
Yes, he did. I need a second. You're right.
Second.
Okay, it's seconded.
Thank you.
Okay,
Rico,
Jennifer,
for the stack.
Rico, I've already got you.
I'm at the end. You can put me at the end. I don't care.
At the very end. Okay. Okay. Jennifer.
Yeah, basically, I think it's a good motion. However, I think that I'd like to make an amendment to the motion, that the motion should read, LSB shall ensure that new cats are in place by 12-2010 instead of 5-2010. I think May is a bit early, and in the case of WBAI, we have a good working CAB right now, and for other stations that have good working CABs that haven't been put in place with this method of STV voting of the LSB, I think it will give them some time to do their work and then change over by December instead of May.
Okay. Is there a second for that?
Second.
Okay.
This is Richard. I'd like to be on the stack for that.
Okay. Who else would like to be on the stack for the amendment? Okay. Richard, go ahead.
What was the date that she was amending
December,
it to?
December 2010.
December 2010.
Replace May 2010.
We can't afford to do that, folks, because this is part of our CPB grant, and we need to do it yesterday. And May is too late, in my opinion. We can't wait till December. We lose our CPB money.
As I understood Jennifer's comment, it wasn't that we don't have cabs at some of these stations. It's just that they haven't been elected this way. So it isn't a matter of we're not going to have any cabs until then.
But if it's understood, they don't have to come into existence until December. You know, people misunderstand stuff. I know y'all find that hard to believe.
Anyone else want to speak to the amendment?
Yeah,
point
I'll speak
of information.
Who is that said that?
Summer.
Point of information.
Yes, Alberto.
A question. And clarify, please. I have a little bit of problems here. Did the motion that Joe read, did it say that everything remained in place as it is right now, but that we will begin adding new members through this new electoral process starting in May and moving onward from now on? Is that my interpretation of that motion as it related to that particular piece?
That was my understanding of it, yes. And the amendment is to move that May back to December.
This is Joe. Can I clarify that?
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, it's not that it would begin in May. When the motion was originally written, I think it was, you know, sometime last summer. So the idea was they would have until May to begin forming the CAB, you know, or to have the CAB in place. What Jennifer is suggesting, as I understand it, is to push back that deadline. So it doesn't mean that the stations that are able to cannot proceed with adding new CAB members immediately. But the idea is to give stations more time to get that done. So it's just pushing back a deadline. That's all it's doing. And I'd add that I would support that. I would support the amendment. In other words, it doesn't necessarily affect or constrict other stations' ability to move forward to form the CABs. WBAI, as I understand it, already has a CAB in place. So the work will continue. What this motion is trying to do, as the motion states, existing cab members will remain in place, and this motion is essentially saying that LSB can supplement those new members with this new mechanism.
Okay, Summer.
Yes, I see both sides of this issue. What Richard is saying is this can be taken as a mandate by those who are not yet in compliance to delay yet further complying with the law. We have a cab at KPFK. There's always room for improvement. Perhaps there could be the insert of a short sentence or paragraph at the, either right before that paragraph or right after, stating in plain language that, you know, cabs already in existence will... It's something that makes it very clear that those that already exist shall continue
amendment.
With their duties, but right up front, so it isn't construed as being, oh, well, if we're not in compliance, we could just wait. And I think that would address sort of both issues, because this is more compliant than where some stations are at, but it is a legal requirement, so there should be no delay in complying with the law. So I don't have language for that, but it sounds like a mid-ground solution that would address it.
Okay.
I agree.
Anyone else want to speak to the amendment?
This is Jennifer.
This is Joe again.
Okay, Jennifer, then Joe.
Could we possibly say something like those stations that do not have an established cab must start the process immediately, and those with an established cab have up until 12/2010 to conform to the new voting requirements?
You want to make that as an amendment?
Yeah,
I'll second that.
Would you type that up and get it to Richard? But the sense of it,
Thank you.
Joe?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if...
Did you speak to that amendment?
To that amendment? Well, I guess so, yeah. I mean, overall, I think it speaks to it.
Okay,
it's really some information that would help. It may hopefully make the amendment moot. I don't know. But some of us... The PNB already passed a motion last year, which requires all stations to report on a quarterly basis compliance with CBB requirements. So, and if stations fail to do so, the CBB funds for that station would not be released. So there's already a motion in place that requires quarterly reporting. In other words, cab meetings at least every, 3 months or whatever. So, in other words, even though on the one hand it might be useful to have some clarifying language, there's already existing policy that requires cabs to be in place.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak to Jennifer's Second Amendment?
Alex?
And Summer.
Alex, go ahead.
I support the amendment. I think the basic thing we're concerned with in terms of the WPI cab is it already is functioning, but it obviously doesn't meet these requirements for an STV election. I think if we understand in the sense that Joe was just speaking, that we already have a requirement for cabs to be functioning and make quarterly reports. We don't want to undermine the current cab by all of a sudden having an election when they just went through a process of choosing delegates to this cab. But we can certainly fulfill the other requirements in this motion. So that's why basically we'd like to be able to hold off on the strict adherence to the original motion until the end of the year.
Okay. Is there any other discussion on the Second Amendment?
Alberto here.
Alberto, go ahead.
I am hearing from my colleague Alex that he's saying that there is a cab in place at BAI, that it's gotten itself structured and is moving forward. I hear that both him and Jennifer are saying that an electoral process to bring in new cab members might disrupt the current existing cab. And again, what I was hearing from Joe's motion was that at a point in time, there would be there would be to bring in new CAB members into any of the signal area units would require an election process using SCD. That's what I'm hearing. I don't see that there is conflict with WBII and its current CAB. So I need a little clarification there. I don't know what the situation is.
Can I answer that?
Mr. Chair, we are at time.
We're at time. Was that Jennifer?
I just wanted to answer Alberto.
We're going to go to a vote on the amendments.
I'd like to move to extend for 15 minutes, please.
Second.
Jennifer, clarify that, and then I'm going to take Leslie's motion.
Our CAB was just recently instituted after years of really having no real CAB, and it's working very well. People are doing a lot of work, and I think that having to have new election, even though it would just bring additional members in, would disrupt the work of the CAB, and we'd like, since the CAB isn't broken at WBAI, we don't want to introduce anything to fix something that isn't broken.
Okay.
I think by December, then we'll be ready for new members.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
And Leslie has moved, and it's been seconded by Andre, I believe, to extend for 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an objection to extending for 15 minutes? Okay. Hearing none. Is there any objection to going to a vote on Jennifer's second amendment, which was to include a phrase which says, essentially, CABs in place do not have to be disrupted by this process. The new members should be elected by this process. It should be fully in place by December.
George,
Jennifer, you might want to restate that. I'm not sure how well I did with that, but is there any objection to going for a vote on that?
I have a point of information, George. This is Nia.
Yes.
I'm not objecting. I have a point of information. Will you be going back to the stack? Because I have something else I'd like to mention.
Well, hopefully when we get finished with the amendments, I'm going to go back to the stack.
To the original stack. I want to make
the
sure
original
I'm clear.
Stack, yes.
The next meeting and the original stack. Okay.
Yes. Okay, so I didn't hear any objection to going to a vote on Jennifer's motion. Is there any objection to Jennifer's second motion? Okay, hearing none, that will be included in the motion. Is there any objection? Is there any objection to the date of December 2010 for full implementation of the motion?
Yes.
Okay, so we're back on that now. Who was that said yes?
I said yes. Would you like to hear my objection? Maybe we could just do it really quickly.
This is last.
I'm sorry. Who objected?
This is Nia. Nia objected.
Okay, go ahead.
And the only reason I'm objecting because I like Joe's motion because it's according to STV and not just somebody handpicking who they want. That's my only objection. Thanks. But this is not my place on the stack, though. Just so we're clear, George.
No, okay. Is there anyone else who wants to speak to the amendment, which is to change the date from May 5th to December, from May to December? Okay.
Yes, I would like to speak to that.
Good.
This is Campbell.
Richard to the stack.
Okay, Richard. Campbell, go ahead.
Okay. The timing, I think, can be problematic because one of the responsibilities of the LSB is to work with station manage in Article 7, Section G, to work with station management to ensure that the programming fulfills the purposes of foundation and is responsive to the diverse needs of listeners, the demographic and communities geographic served by the station, and that station policies and procedures for making programming decisions and for a program evaluation are working in a fair, collaborative, and respectful manner to provide quality programming. If this reporting only takes place in December or doesn't take place till December, then I think that it makes it rather difficult for the LSB to be working with station management, and it, the wording of the motion as a whole tends to engage that station management's going to be working with a CAB. It does not at all accommodate the role that's in the bylaws for the involvement of the LSBs. I think that's problematic. Excuse me.
Richard?
I'd like to call the question.
Is there a second to calling the question?
Yes. Second.
Is there any objection to calling the question? Okay, hearing none. On the question of the date of changing the date from May to December, is there any objection to changing the date?
Yes.
Okay. Richard, would you take the roll, please?
Okay. Bill Crozier?
Yes means change it to December?
Yes.
Right.
Okay, yes.
Alberto Lorero?
Yes.
Richard Giselle, yes. Nia Bediako?
No.
Dave?
Yes.
Jennifer Jager?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alonzo Brown?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
No.
Maury Orndorff? Pronounce it Kimmery or Kimori? Somebody from Washington?
It's usually Kimmery. Pronounced Kimmery.
Thank you very much, Campbell. Marcel Reed?
No.
Jim Bennett?
No.
Pia Wangaza? Tracy Shamir Sharama Agmir?
Yes.
Oh, you're there?
Yeah. Sorry, I joined you guys a little late.
Okay. Good to have you. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
No one can have the election. No.
Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
No.
Summer Reese?
Yes.
Rico Ross? Rico?
Yeah, I'll stay.
Stay. Okay. 12-4. 6 against, and 1 abstain.
Okay, so we're going to go now to the stack on the main motion. Leslie, you're the next.
Yes. I have concerns about the paragraph that reads, and I do want to say that overall I think this is a very good policy, but my concerns are about the paragraph that reads, each LSB may delegate other responsibilities to the advisory board to assist the governing body or station personnel. However, the law states in no case shall the community advisory board have authority to exercise any control over the daily management or operation of the station. I don't understand the point of allowing the LSB to delegate other responsibilities to the advisory board. I don't understand how the LSB can delegate responsibilities to the advisory board to assist station personnel in particular. So I would, since I do find this vague and easily misconstrued, I would move to amend this one paragraph, or to remove this one paragraph.
Okay, so which paragraph is that now? It's
each LSB may delegate other responsibilities to the advisory board to assist the governing board or station personnel.
Paragraph 5.
Okay, Joe, is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay.
Joe for the stack.
Okay,
Andrea.
Joe, I'm sorry, who is that second person?
Andrea? Yes.
Okay, Joe, go ahead.
Yeah, that language is right out of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, regulations and requirements for that. You know, it it says very clearly that that senior advisory boards cannot, you know, oversee day-to-day operations, but it also says that the boards of each station may delegate other responsibilities, whether it's, you know, as long as it doesn't involve running day-to-day operations of the station, the CAB, the NSB can designate that. So objecting to that language would be objecting to the CVB requirements or regulations themselves.
Leslie to the stack.
Campbell.
Yeah. Let's see. Andrea, you want to speak to the amendment?
What's that?
Well, it's your turn. Do you want to speak to the amendment?
Yes. I go along with having, community advisory board. I'm just concerned that we need to separate out the role and function of the LSB and not interfere in their process. So I would be against having this added on, and I don't think it does, Joe, go against what the regulations say. I'm trying to look at that now. So, thank you.
Anyone else want to speak to this who hasn't spoken?
This is Jim. I do.
Okay, good, Jim.
I would recommend, it might be a point of clarity to give an example of what some of those other responsibilities are that the local station board may delegate to the advisory board. So if you list one example of the kind of thing, I think then it becomes clearer what this is trying to say.
Were you asking for information on that, or did you want to make an amendment to it, or what?
Well, my amendment is that we list at least one example of a type of other responsibility that the local station board would delegate to the community advisory board.
Jim, if you'll type that up and send it to Richard,
Is there a second for that amendment? Okay. Hearing none, it fails for lack of a second. Anyone else who hasn't spoken want to speak to this issue?
Yes.
Yes. Who's
that?
Leslie, I'd like to be back on the stack.
And I heard Campbell.
Who was that spoke just before Leslie?
Campbell.
Campbell? Okay, go ahead.
Yes, we're really, I don't think this came from a committee or anything, because it seems to me as though it's really not considering the overlapping, with the bylaws. Maybe the bylaws need to be changed. But the way that this is spelled out here, both in paragraph 5, you have a potential problem, and in the second paragraph, you have a definite, obvious problem. There's no statement in the second paragraph that relates to including the LSB in a role pertaining to station programming and the programming goals, whereas these are requirements in our bylaws. And it would seem to me that this could be remedied, that the station management shall produce a document stating programming goals for the station, to the LSB and submit it to the CAB for review, on an ongoing basis to the LSB. But that would be in there between goals for the station and the word
point of order. Point of order, Mr. Chair.
So that's an amendment.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. Richard?
Yes. Yeah, go ahead. What's the point of order?
The motion on the table is to remove paragraph 5. The comments that Campbell is making is about paragraph 2. That's not germane.
Well, paragraph 5 and 2 relate to the same kind of situation.
Well, my understanding
I'll hold on for, till,
I didn't hear in all that, though, what the amendment was exactly.
The amendment would be that to the station, that the goals for the station would be presented to the LSB on an ongoing basis and submit it to the CAB for review no later than whatever the date is.
Point of order, Madam Mr. Chair, that is not germane.
Let me try to understand what it is first before I... So this would be a modification of the last paragraph?
No, the second paragraph, but we could go ahead with the fifth paragraph. It's the same concept is what I'm saying. But, you know, let's go ahead and deal with the fifth paragraph, and then we can come back to that.
Okay, so my understanding was that what we were talking about was actually the second paragraph. Each LSP may delegate other responsibilities to the advisory board.
Right. That's
what I... That was Leslie's motion. So
I'm going to rule the next page.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, yes.
Richard, please. I heard you. I heard your point of order.
It's paragraph 5, not 2.
Oh.
It's the second page. The next page, it's the second paragraph, but it in the overall resolution or motion, it's the fifth paragraph.
Oh, I see. My apologies. So we're talking about the same paragraph, and it is Leslie's amendment was to strike the paragraph.
Right.
I'm sorry, Campbell. What is your amendment to Leslie's amendment?
Let's deal with Leslie's first, and then we can come back.
Okay, fine.
Campbell's talking about paragraph 2, not 5.
I know. No. That's why I said we will deal with hers first, then come back with the other.
Okay, so what's on the floor is Leslie's motion. If there's no one else that wants to speak to it... Leslie's amendment. If there's no one else who wants to speak to it, Leslie, go ahead.
The wording from the CPB says, and I quote here, the role of the board shall be solely advisory in nature except to the extent other responsibilities are delegated to the board by the governing body of the station, period. The original language says nothing about assisting the governing board or station personnel.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, we are over time by about 30 seconds.
So we're going to go to a vote on this, unless there's a motion.
An amendment to Leslie's amendment. If we simply...
We're out of time on that. We can't accept any more amendments.
Okay.
We'll just take 10 minutes.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Is there any objection to extending for 10 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Richard, take the role on the motion to extend for 10 minutes.
Who made the motion to extend?
Nia
make the motion?
I believe so.
Yes,
Campbell.
Because I do have an amendment.
Okay, I got you. 10 minutes, right? Okay.
Or 5 minutes, I mean.
Okay, we'll start the vote with Nia then. On the 10 minutes.
Right.
Nia?
Yes.
I'm kind of
hello?
Kathy Davis. 10 minutes. I can't hear you, Kathy. Kathy?
No.
No. Okay. Jennifer Jager?
No.
Alex Steinberg?
No. No.
Alonzo Brown?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Kimori Orendorf? Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Jim Bennett?
Yes.
Neil Wangaza? Shram Agmir.
I pass.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Abstain.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
Abstain.
Sean O'Brien?
No.
Leslie Bradford?
Yes.
Summer Reese?
No.
Rico Ross?
Yes.
Crozier?
No.
Alberto Lorero?
No.
Richard Uzel? No. Eight against and two abstain.
We have one pass on there, I think. Don't make it three abstentions. Make it three abstentions. Thanks.
Sharam, you made yours an abstention?
Yes.
Okay, that's three abstentions. Eight, three.
883? Motion fails.
Right, and you need two-thirds for this to pass.
Well, I'm going to abstain, so the motion... it needs two-thirds. I don't even need to vote on it. It needs two-thirds to pass. Okay, so motion fails, so we need to go to a vote on Leslie's motion, which is to strike this paragraph, which is the second paragraph on the second page, but it's the fifth paragraph in the motion. Richard, take the roll on that.
Okay. Alonzo Brown?
Oh.
This is for the motion to strike paragraph 5.
Right.
Yes.
Alonzo?
Yes.
Can't hear you, Alonzo.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Maybe I can't hear myself. Okay.
Hello?
Let me try that again, Alonzo.
I heard Alonzo.
I know, yeah, I did. I had my volume turned down. Sorry. Okay. Alonzo, would you help me do that again, please?
Strike 5.
Huh?
He said yes.
He said yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Time.
Campbell Johnson.
Yes.
Kamori Orendorff. Marcel Reed.
Yes.
Jim Bennett.
No.
Yoram Agmir. Yoram? Can't hear you, Sharam.
I passed. I'm sorry.
Okay. Tracy Rosenberg?
No on the amendment.
Andrea Turner? Andrea?
I passed.
Joe Gonzalez?
No.
Sean O'Brien?
No.
Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Summer Reese?
No.
Rico Ross?
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Are both directors saying that both is directly from the CDP?
That's what I heard.
Yes, no, it is not.
No.
The language about...
I'm sorry.
I made this point before. To assist the governing board of station personnel is
we're
not...
Yeah, we're in the middle of a vote. Please, please. You're out of order, Leslie.
Point
of information. I asked it as best I could. As far as I can tell, I'm agreeing with what you want to say. So,
okay, I abstain.
Bill Crozier.
No.
Alberto Lorero.
No.
Richard Uzel. No. Diabetiaco.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
No.
Jennifer Jaeger.
No.
Alex Steinberg.
No.
5, those two passes, I'm sorry. Sharam?
No.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Okay, we have 6 yes. 12 no, 1 abstain.
Okay, so the motion to strike fails. We now have the motion in front of us as amended previously.
George, this is Nia. Point of order.
Yes.
I folks did not vote to extend the time. I just want to bring it to the director's attention that a minimum compliance requirement is that 3C is there, which is a composition of the community advisory board. That's not there, and that's what I wanted to add. So I just want to bring that to everybody's attention.
Okay, that wasn't a point of order.
But in any case, we're going to move to vote on the main motion as it stands. Is there any objection to the main motion as it extends? I gather there is. Is there any objection to the motion as amended?
Please restate the motion.
I'm not going to read the entire thing. It's in front of you. The amendments were to extend the time from May to December, and I believe that the second motion of Jennifer's to include a statement to the effect that this would not disrupt existing cabs was also passed. So that's what we're voting on now. Richard, would you take the roll, please?
An
objection, Mr. Chair?
Okay. Oh. I didn't hear an objection. Does anybody object to the main motion?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, please take the roll.
Okay, Jim Bennett?
Pass.
Okay, this is for the cab motion as amended.
Right.
Sophia Wangaza? Sharam Agmir? Sharam?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
I'm going to vote yes.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
John O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
Pass.
Summer Reese?
Yes.
Rico Ross?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Alberto Lorero?
Yes.
Richard Uzel, yes. Nia Bediako?
No.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jennifer Jagger?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alonzo Brown?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
No.
Kimori Orendorf? Marcel Reed?
Abstain.
Jim Bennett passed?
No.
Jim? No.
No.
Okay. Leslie Radford passed?
No.
Alonzo Brown? Also no. Passed. What was that, Alonzo?
No pass.
You voted no, right? Alonzo.
I said pass.
I know, and now it's your turn. Oh. Everybody else has voted.
No.
Thank you. Okay. Twelve yes, six no, one abstain.
Okay, so the motion passes.
Congratulations, Joe.
George?
Yes? Is that all we have?
I guess you decided not to go through the rest of the stack?
Yes, that's the way it, yes, that's the way it works. Did you want to make a comment? I mean, I would like to.
I'm fine with the motion, but I would like to bring attention to the fact that I believe before my time it was passed and we're operating under the requirement that cabs must meet quarterly, at least quarterly, that their meetings must be announced publicly, and that they must report both the on-air announcements and the web announcements to this office. And we keep that information on file here. And that's not anywhere, you know, included as part of this, and I just want to make sure that those requirements are not going by the wayside.
Well, I think if they were already passed as requirements, this doesn't supersede it. I believe that they will still be, they're still enforce it in place.
That's fine. I just wanted to remind everybody of that.
Sure.
Point of information?
Yes.
Yes. Does this motion supersede the bylaws?
Yes.
Of course not.
Okay,
yeah.
Then somehow the apparent contradiction with the bylaws needs to be resolved. Would this be a matter for the governance committee?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir. Yes, it could certainly be brought up in the governance committee. Yes, certainly.
Okay.
Yes, who is that?
Alberto.
Alberto, go ahead.
Just to kind of make it a point of information, even though I'm supposed to ask a question, I'm going to make a statement. Federal law supersedes state law. State law supersedes nonprofit corporate act. Corporate act supersedes bylaws, and bylaws supersede individual actions. We are trying to follow the mandates of the Federal Communications Commission here, and I do not want the waters muddled up by rhetorical, you know what. Thank you, sir.
That's out of order.
Because a lot of people have things to say.
Yes, it is out of order. We're going to move on now. We're going to move on now to the motion on funding disclosure. This came out of the governance committee. It doesn't need a second. It's the intention of the motion is to make sure that we understand where large sources of money are coming into our to programs which are getting them from some outside source, and the amount is in excess of $5,000 per year for the production of the program. And if that's the case, people will be asked to disclose to the Pacific ED the source of that funding. Would anyone like to speak to this motion? There's more to it than that. If necessary, I'll read the whole thing. I guess I should do that for the stream.
Yes.
Okay. All programmers, program providers, collectors, and or independent production companies who have a program at any station of Pacifica Network and which receive outside, i.e. non-Pacifica funding from any source, in excess of $5,000 per year for the production of their program, will be asked to disclose to the GM of their respective station the source of that funding, the amounts of money received or promised, and any contractual or grant agreements related to that funding for the current year. The GM shall forthwith report that information to the Pacifica Executive Director, who shall hold such information in trust as a public record. Any program or program provider, program collective, and or independent production company whose program is syndicated or shared by more than one Pacifica station and who receives outside funding from any source in excess of $5,000 per year for the production of their program will be asked to disclose to the Pacifica ED the source of that funding, the amounts of money received or promised, and any contractual or grant agreements related to that funding. Is that the same paragraph?
No, it's covering syndicated programming versus specific stations.
Right, okay. Thank you. The amounts of money received or promised and any contractual or grant agreements related to that funding for that current year. The ED shall hold that information in trust as a public record. In the case of a program whose outside funding is in excess of $25,000 for the current year, such disclosure should be for a period of not less than 3 years prior to the date of passage of this motion by the Pacifica National Board, provided they have been a programmer or a program provider for that period. Any waiver to this requirement must have the written consent of the GM of the respective station and the ratification of that consent by the respective LSB, such as in the case of a purchased or syndicated program where compliance is not practical, or the written consent of the ED and the ratification of that consent by the PNB when appropriate in the case of a program aired on more than one Pacifica station. It was passed 5-4 by the Governance Committee of last year. Would anyone like to speak to this motion? I'll take a stack on it.
This is Nia. George, did you hear me, Nia? George.
I didn't, Nia. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else? Go ahead. No one else has spoken up. Go ahead.
Yeah. I understand the intent, but I'm just concerned about people that want to remain anonymous. You know, I know there are a lot of times when I worked in the BAI child room, there are people who did not want even their names to be announced on air. So that's what I'm concerned about. So I'm afraid that we will lose the anonymity. And we might
Summer on the stack. Yeah.
Okay, Summer.
Leslie on the stack also, please.
Then Leslie.
Sentence.